each time the experience of writing a book is really different, and there are books that are harder than others. In some ways, I don't think any book could ever be as hard as the very first, Bourgeois Blues, because one, it was my first book, and two, it's not a novel, it's a memoir, and reaching back into the past and trying to get things down as accurately as you can. I mean, this really is a non-fiction book, there's nothing made up about it. That's just really, really hard. And emotionally, it was definitely the hardest. I started writing novels, and The Last Integrationist was a hard book in a lot of ways, but I enjoyed the process, because I was discovering things all the time. It was my first novel, and I didn't write that book chronologically. I wrote, really, yeah, there are two stories, one about the Attorney General, Melvin, and one about his niece, the photographer, Emma. And I wrote most of the Emma story first, and then most of the Melvin story a year or two later, and then spent I don't know how many months on the climactic chapters where the stories really become intertwined. But it was a continual process of discovery for me, and it was 4 years writing that book, and so it was hard but fun at the same time. And again, it's a different experience every time, but If 6 Were 9 was definitely stands out as the most fun to write. And I think it might be because I decided to work in the genre and was having fun playing with the genre. But I think it's also that it was my fourth book, and I just had a sense that I knew what I was doing. There was that feeling of having reached some level of craftsmanship where I didn't have to bang my head against the wall every day, and even on the days when I did, I knew there was going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. I had a very strong sense of knowing what I was doing.